This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first 10,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine reached Chile on Thursday. The country has ordered 10 million doses. It plans to inoculate health workers in the hardest hit sectors first. Mexico received 3,000 doses of the vaccine on Wednesday. Costa Rica was to receive Pfizer doses on Thursday, while Argentina was expecting the first doses of Russia's Sputnik COVID-19 vaccine on the same day. U.S. states facing a backlog in administering coronavirus vaccines are asking medical and nursing students and even firefighters to help give the shots. This is to free up healthcare workers battling the raging pandemic at overcrowded hospitals. At least 7 state health departments are seeking volunteers for their vaccination sites, some partnering with local universities or nursing schools to offer incentives such as tuition discounts and hands-on training. Others are teaching first responders to administer shots. The prevalence of COVID-19 cases in England jumped again in the week to December 18th. With around 645,800 people, or 1 in 85, estimated to be infected, the Office for National Statistics said on Thursday. And in Brazil, thousands of people have volunteered for COVID vaccine trials in one of the world's worst affected countries in the hope that they can save lives by participating. Latin America's largest country has become a major testing ground for vaccines because of the scale of its outbreak, which has seen more than 7.3 million people infected and over 180,000 killed by the virus. This is VOA News. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission says more than 100 people have been killed in the latest massacre along ethnic lines in the western part of the country. The attack occurred a day after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed visited the region and spoke about the need to bring those responsible for recent attacks to justice. Ethnic tensions are a major challenge as the Prime Minister tries to promote national unity in a country with more than 80 ethnic groups. The United Kingdom and European Union appear to be on the brink of a Brexit deal that will define their future relationship. It's been more than 10 months since Britain formally exited the bloc, and talks on a trade deal have gone down to the wire, with the UK due to leave the single market and customs union at the end of the month. Sources in London and Brussels said a deal was close as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson held a late-night conference call with his cabinet of senior ministers. Key sticking points have been EU fishing rights in UK waters, as well as how to ensure a level playing field for competition between the two sides. A deal would avert the prospect of both sides imposing widespread import taxes come January the 1st. It will also cover issues such as security, transport, and energy. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. In an unusual twist, Trump advisor Chris Christie, a former U.S. attorney, prosecuted Charles Kushner. Christie was quoted by CNN as saying Charles Kushner's case was one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he's prosecuted. Manafort was convicted as part of the special counsel probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Trump had earlier commuted the criminal sentence of Stone, who was convicted of lying under oath to lawmakers. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving in Palm Beach, Florida for the holiday season. So far, President Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of the sentences of an additional 3 people. And President Trump also vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak and saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.